Have you ever had to make a split-second life or death decision? Law enforcement men and women have to do that every day. Whether it's someone with a gun or a decision to stop a vehicle, a decision when to make an arrest, sometimes you don't have a lot of time to make up your mind. The pundits out there are saying that maybe the officers in Minnesota and Louisiana should have backed off and then made their decisions. I'm not sure if that's possible. You look at the videotape, it's damning, I'll give you that. But put yourself in the position of having to make that life or death split-second decision. Those split-second decisions are being called by some racially motivated. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But organizations like Black Lives Matter and some of the pundits that are on TV saying that better training for law enforcement and love will make things much better. Better training? I think training's pretty good right now. You're taught how to make those split-second decisions. As far as love goes, it's a different era, that's for sure. It's a politically correct era, and blowing kisses and handing out flowers to somebody with a knife or a gun that's going to take your life or somebody else's, it just doesn't work that way. In the old cowboy days, they're shooting the knife out of their hand or shooting them in the leg, that doesn't work either. You're trained to get rid of the threat, to eliminate the threat before that threat takes your life or somebody else's, you know, the old protect life and property. So those decisions made in Minnesota and Louisiana made one crazy guy in Dallas, Texas, take some lives of his own. And where it's going to happen next, I don't know. The Black Lives Matter rallies across the United States have caused chaos. Lots of people arrested. Lots of damage made. But those that sit back, the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons and even the Barack Obamas that say we have to get along better are not doing anything to help that situation. Sure, there's bad cops, there's racially motivated cops, there's bad people on both sides. Do you hear the story about the black man that shoots the white policeman? Look up statistics, they're there. You don't hear those stories, there aren't other people out protesting. You do hear stories of Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. I like the All Lives Matter situation better. But one thing for sure is men and women in law enforcement are going to be looking over their shoulders and making tougher decisions now because of people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Black Lives Matter, Barack Obama, and the crazy guy in Dallas and the other ones that are out there planning and scheming. So remember, when you see your local law enforcement, he or she, on the street, give them a wave. Say thank you. Because the majority of them are out there working for you. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.